This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I want to open the show today asking you guys about fasting. Does fasting work? Does it work for weight loss? Does it work for religion? I'd like to know how it works for you, because fasting never works for me. So want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you guys know I'm Jewish, and we just celebrated Yom Kippur. And for Yom Kippur, you do about a 25-26 hour fast. Everybody says it's 24 hours, but it's not, because you're supposed to start at about 6 p.m. the night of Yom Kippur, before Kol Nidre, and then the next day you end it after Nilah, which kind of ends at about maybe 6-7 o'clock at night. Well, I fast. I've been fasting ever since I was allowed to. You're not supposed to fast if you're a kid. You're only supposed to do like a half day if you're able to. If you're sick, if you're older, I've been fasting for a full day, no food, no water, for 24 hours, and it's interesting. It's not miserable in terms of being hungry or thirsty. I don't get hungry or thirsty. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is I get so hypoglycemic, and I get dizzy, and I just feel horrible. Now, even though in the Jewish religion, they're like, fine, eat something, for crying out loud. I won't, because you do that to kind of help atone for your sins. The real reason in religion we fast, and we'll talk about medical in a sec, but the reason why in religion you fast is because you're not supposed to be thinking about food or preparing food or, you know, fantasizing about food. You're supposed to be praying. You're supposed to be in temple. You're supposed to be, gosh, I hope my nose doesn't leak. You're not supposed to worry about your nose and boogers. You're not supposed to worry about makeup. You're not supposed to worry about what anybody else is wearing. You're supposed to be concentrating on the Lord and concentrating on your sins and making atonements and things like that. And I know those of you guys that are doing the math, you're like, the 24 hours will not cut it for me. Listen, at least I'm good until the first or second grade. So at least 24 hours got me that. After the second grade, I think I'm going to have to fast all year long. So what I notice when I do my fast, and I do it, and I'm successful. The only thing is I had to tweak it a little bit. So rather than going like from 6 to 6, I start mine a little earlier. And I used to go from 4 to 5 the next day, or now I start at 1. And I think the reason why is on my cycle, I really start to get hypoglycemic. So if I want to go 24, 25 hours with no food or water, I need to start halfway through the day before. Now, people are like, but that's not Yom Kippur then. Well, it's Yom Kippur in Israel, so I'm doing something right. So, yeah. That's how I end up doing it, so I could do it. But I notice when I'm fasting for religious reasons, what am I doing? Well, I'm not so much thinking about food, is I feel so bad that I don't want to pray when I feel bad, because I want to be like, you know, Lord, I love you. This is wonderful. You know, I'm going to be good. All I'm doing is thinking, I got to lie down. I don't feel right. And you know, a lot of religions do a fast. And, you know, they say it's ritualistic and you feel good. It's funny. I feel good. I feel so good, you know, that I did that. But then all of a sudden, right, we have the Chiefs-Ravens game on. And it technically started while it was still Yom Kippur. Well, you're not really supposed to watch football on Yom Kippur. But I'm thinking to myself, I fasted, so I'm good. I fasted. So if I did my full fast, I could go ahead and put the TV on and watch some football. So now we go into the medical. Alright, there was a recent study looking at intermittent fasting. I think it comes from UCSF. And they found, and it's a small study, but they found compared to those who didn't fast to lose weight and those who did fast to lose weight, not much of a difference. And I think the reason why, there's a few reasons for this. So for me, after I did my fast, you would think I'd be like, okay, great, lost some weight, let's keep it up. No. When I broke the fast, it was a lot of carbs. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, then I could eat more and, you know, oh, okay, because I lost all that weight fasting for 24 hours, I'm not going to gain. Well, no, you just, you know, your body goes in hibernation mode and then it sucks up all the calories. And then I also noticed that I wanted to skip my workout last night. So I was like, oh, I don't need to work out because I fasted. Yeah, but I just ate about 2,000 calories probably after I broke my fast. I need to work out. So then I worked out, but it wasn't much because I still felt like crap from the fast. And so some of you that are new to fasting and don't know what you're doing, you might overcompensate on the hours you get to eat and you might underwork out. Because you're like, but I'm fasting and I don't have my calories right now, so I can't work out now. And so you need to be careful because the best way to lose weight is to have that balance between exercise, healthy eating. This study out of UCSF found not much of a statistically significant difference between those who intermittent fasted and not. By this intermittent fasting, they looked at the 8-hour period of time eating where you just eat 8 hours during the day. So for those of us that, let's say, eat from 9 to 5, I mean, I really don't like to eat past 5. I'm already roughly eating in a small window. So some of you, you'll fast until noon, and then you'll eat what you want from noon until 8, and then no food until the next day at noon. For some of you, that's working for weight loss. Apparently, to this study, might not be much of a difference. And I think the reason why is the body gets used to, okay, I'm not going to get any calories. All right, so let's slow down our metabolism during this time. And then we get our calories between 12 and 8. That's when we have to wake up the pancreas. That's when we have to kind of wake everybody up to metabolize the food. So, you know, I know a lot of you guys intermittent fast. And for some of you, it works. And trust me, I need to find something that works too. My tushy ain't small anymore, so I need to lose some weight. But I notice with intermittent fasting, whether it's for religion or whether it's for diet, you know, you seem to overcompensate or you slow down on some of the other activities you need to do because you're thinking to yourself, I'm good. I'm fasting, so I'm doing good. And it's not that. You need to still, you know, you still need to work out. You still need to watch your calories. You still need to eat good calories. You can't just eat whatever the hell you want during those 8 hours. And same thing with prayer. You can't just be a bad person. You can't just sin just because you technically did your fast and you technically, you know, thought that you did what you were supposed to. So that's kind of my issue on that. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So tonight is debate night. Man, people have been waiting for tonight. It's interesting. There's all these debate parties. So it's kind of nice. I haven't been invited to a party in a while. So there's all these parties. Yay, get away. But I'm going to kind of play it low-key because the problem is when I watch a debate, I got to prepare for my show, so I can't really go and do the drinking games and all that. I kind of need to work while I'm watching it. By the way, I would like to know, what are the drinking games for tonight? Is it every time you know, Joe Biden, you know, misquotes a number, or, you know, anytime Trump, right, doesn't answer the question. I don't know what the drinking game is. You know, I'm sure there's some term that's going to come up. Obamacare. But Obamacare, you might just get a light buzz. And you know that COVID-19 is going to be brought up. Let's just give the breakdown of what's happening. So I think it's being done in Cleveland. I think it starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's only going to be 90 minutes, so it's an hour and a half, because those people on Eastern time, I don't know how you guys do it with football games. And I mean, you guys have to go to bed. For us on Pacific Coast, it's great. We get to come home from work, you know. We get to go to the party, and we get to, you know, just sit back, eat dinner, and watch. And you guys are like, okay, 9 o'clock is bedtime. I gotta get my kids to bed. So, from what I understand, they're gonna talk about, the personal, like, records of Biden and Trump. I think the tax records are gonna come up. I think Biden's voting records are gonna come up. COVID-19 is gonna be brought up. The, violence in America is gonna be brought up. And then, Supreme Court. So there are going to be some hot topics. Chris Wallace, Fox News contributor, Chris Wallace is going to be there. He usually kind of, you know, is supposed to be moderate, sometimes leans left in terms of a Fox moderator, leans more right compared to MSNBC or whatever. So people think it's going to be fairly fair, you know, and balanced with this debate. And I, you know, everyone's like, oh, this is going to be good. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be that good. I don't know if it's going to be that sensationalized. I don't know if Trump is going to make fun of Biden. I know Trump kind of made fun of, you know, Biden's, getting plastic surgery and then wearing a mask and all that. And, you know, listen, you know, Trump wants to be the funny guy. And I get that. But this debate, he, again, doesn't have to win over an audience and get the laughs. There's not going to be much of an audience because of COVID. I think there's going to be about 80 to 100 people kind of around separate, and I don't think they're supposed to boo or heckle or anything like that. So nobody's going to be getting the laughs. There's going to be crickets. So I'm not expecting a lot of jokes from either of them, right? I mean, unless, of course, there's an audience. I also am not going to expect a lot of mudslinging in terms of, I think Trump is going to tone it down in terms of personal attacks. I think Biden is going to step it up on personal attacks because, you know, Biden is being trained now to go on the offensive. They know Biden doesn't do well on defense. So they're going to try to get Biden, I think, to do more offense. And they're toning down Trump and the offense because we have Amy Coney Barrett, the Supreme Court justice, about to go through her confirmation hearings. And so I think everybody wants to kind of set the tone to not start ripping people to pieces. So I think there's going to be a little bit of change with that. I think Joe Biden has done his training. I think people have been very, very concerned that he might misspeak. He knows how to debate. He's been in politics for a while. It's just what Trump needs to do, if I was advising Trump, is, you know, dissect through on any of the substance. If Joe Biden is preparing and he's going to have set talking points and have a script, so to speak, on this, then a very eloquent debater would know how to kind of pick through that and rattle him to make him go off script. So I would suggest that rather than any, you know, character, you know, assassinations, or rather than going after the plastic surgery. And Biden, I think Biden, you know, if you start bringing up Donald Trump's taxes and how much Donald Trump paid in taxes, I would wait until there was a little bit more evidence of what that was, because when you know, people look at what was paid in payroll tax and federal income tax and all that, when you start to dissect that out, if for some reason that claim is false, you don't want to pin your debate on I think it was the New York Times or somebody's article. So I would try and stick with what you do know. You could always put some innuendos in there, but I wouldn't start going after something that really hasn't been verified. It's going to be very interesting with the Supreme Court. They're going to debate on whether Trump has a right to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat or not. And, you know, we can debate that all day, whether we think a sitting president should do his job or whether, out of the kindness of their heart, wait till another president gets in. But one thing Trump isn't saying, which he probably should, is the Democrats have already, in the media, have already said he's losing. So he's, you know, once you tell somebody they're losing and they're not going to be in the White House for much longer and they need to prepare to leave, they're going to make whatever changes and do whatever historical moves they want to do. So we've kind of talked about that, where it was strategy, they should have maybe handled that a little differently. So COVID is going to be the big discussion, and nobody's going to talk about the numbers. That's been the biggest debate. They're going to probably talk about whether shutdowns are imminent, whether shutdowns were appropriate, whether the response was quick enough. You know, with COVID, should Donald Trump have not closed down borders when he did? Should he have closed down borders sooner? Should he have mandated masks? Should he have? So that Trump's going to have to be on the defense with COVID-19. But what makes the COVID-19 discussion so difficult is we are on the pretense that all these deaths, right, that happened with COVID were healthy people walking along the street, getting COVID, and then all of a sudden dying, right, like a bullet, you know, shooting them. And we're not kind of looking at the numbers, how, you know, people have asked me, okay, so why are deaths down but cases are up? Well, because we haven't had flu and pneumonia the last few months. Flu season kind of ends by the time we get to June. Pneumonia, we really are in pneumonia season. So we're going to see COVID-related deaths rise this next winter. People are like, oh, I don't get it. So COVID killed January, February, March. There's still deaths, but not that much. And then the deaths are going to come back. Is the virus changing three times? Well, yeah, the virus could be mutating, and the virus could be, more lethal. But they're not saying that right now. They're saying that the virus is not any more lethal. It's easier to get. So I'm hoping that, you know, people are getting their flu tests. I'm hoping they're getting their flu shot also, because we don't want them to die. But if anybody is coming down with the flu or flu-like symptoms, I'm hoping it's not just telemedicine treated, where, all right, you have COVID, stay home. It'd be nice for somebody to get a flu test. I wish we could get these flu tests at home so people don't have to go out there and expose others while they're trying to get a flu test, flu swab. But one of the reasons why deaths might have gone down now is because we're not in flu and pneumonia season. Heart attack season peaks around Christmas time, but still you could have heart attacks and strokes all year long. But we're not in that season right now in terms of flu and pneumonia. So that's not going to be brought up. And so, unfortunately, we have to, you know, have discussions and debates under the premise that 200,000 people, that's the number we're going to keep hearing, acquired COVID and COVID caused them to die. And nobody's saying if that 200,000, well, the CDC started to, but nobody's actually saying how many of them were flu related, how many of them were pneumonia related. So it's tricky because it's very hard to play defense on something that may not be 100% adequate. And if Trump does bring up, well, how do we know if those 200,000 deaths, you know, were all COVID or not, if a lot of them weren't tested, he's not going to win on that argument. So it's going to be very interesting to see how he talks about COVID and what he did. He'll probably talk about closing down the borders and how the Democrats tried to stop him from doing that. So, you know, personally, I think tonight's debate is going to be probably one of the highest rated shows now in the last couple years. I think it's going to be very, very well watched and received, but I don't think it's going to be the showdown that everybody's expecting. I think it's going to be underwhelming. And the reason why is there's three more debates. You got the Kamala Harris, Mike Pence debate coming up. Let me see, what date is that? Sorry, let me look that up. October 7th. Then you have two more debates. One is going to be a town hall style. Town hall style is also a lot more mild between Biden and Trump. And then there's going to be one more in Tennessee, October 22nd. And that's going to be probably the showdown. I think the October 22nd one is going to be the one where you're going to see all the fireworks fly. And you know, this is politics. You know, so people look at it like a game. I mean, they want to see a fight. So it just don't be underwhelmed tonight. Just expect it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place. remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is making the rounds on Capitol Hill today for the first time since she was nominated by President Trump to succeed the late liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She met with several Republican senators and was accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence.
We look forward to working with you, Republicans in the Senate, and we hope Democrats in the Senate as well, as you discharge your duty to advise and consent.
Republicans want Barrett quickly confirmed. Democrats insist Ginsburg's replacement should be chosen by whoever wins the election. The National Guard's in place in Cleveland ahead of tonight's first presidential debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. The mayor there says the Guard will assist local agencies to make sure protests are handled peacefully. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A top official of the World Health Organization says the actual death toll around the globe from the coronavirus is probably higher than the official count, which has now reached 1 million. Mike Ryan is executive director of the organization's Health Emergencies Program, and he says any count is imperfect, but he's sure in this case that the current numbers are an underestimate of the true toll. 8 members of the Tennessee Titans are testing positive for coronavirus. The new round of positive tests includes 3 players. There's a new holder of Lord Stanley's Cup.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup!
That's NBC play-by-play announcer Doc Emmerich as Tampa Bay is celebrating its first Stanley Cup title since the 03-04 season, beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the final in Edmonton last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Greg calling from Florida. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hey, fine, Dr. Dolly. Just the question that I have is one of our first defense to disease and sickness is our immune system. Mm-hmm. And so over the years, I've studied nutrition and I've got on a routine of taking vitamins, and I've got a lot of money involved in buying and purchasing vitamins. And I've been, for some reason, I just believe these vitamins were basically American made. And I've come to find out now, after doing research for the past month and calling the vitamin companies, finding out the ingredients are all coming from China.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're manufactured in the United States, but the ingredients come from China. And I asked them, that doesn't that sound, I mean, from our clothing to toys to paint to baby food formula, this stuff is all toxic. And to think that we have a communist country that's at odds with America supplying us, and I can go to any grocery store and show you the ingredients, where the food's even coming from, it's coming from China. The Dole products on our shelves in Clearwater, Florida, at the public stores, says product of China. And I'm asking, well, why would we send our pineapples or our oranges that comes in these little plastic cups that you just tear the lid off and you eat it, and it's supposed to be good for you. It says Dole products, and it says product of China. So I buy the product, so I have proof of the label on the back that I'm not just telling people this stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. No, and Greg, so, you're right. Go ahead.
And so I'm just bothered by it. I mean, I bought, because of this corona thing came up, I went and bought electricity, and I paid like $20, $22 a bottle for them. And I bought all this stuff. I called them, and I find out that the product, the ingredients is from China.
Yep.
And so
yep.
It's along with everything else. And I just can't believe that our politicians and our people that are representing us are supposed to have some kind of protection for us have sold us out for money. And that's what's the big problem. We see our nation, because of the love of money, is, as it says, it's the root of all evil. We see this evil selling us out and selling out the truth. I mean, I just can't imagine. It's just hard for me to fathom that when I go to the store, any vitamin store, and I went to maybe six of them now, and they all have the same product and stuff from China. I call them. And
exactly. Yeah, and you bring up a good point. So with medications and vitamins, and, you know, we saw this with the blood pressure medication recall. We spoke about this years ago, how components of our medications, many of them come from China or come from overseas. And many of the products don't say made in China or a main ingredient and comes from China. You have to actually ask the manufacturer. Sometimes they don't even tell you, so it's not even on the label. And so the reason why a lot of doctors have all these years kind of said, well, look, we want you to supplement with vitamin D, we want you to supplement with calcium, but we don't necessarily give a brand unless we know, is because we don't know what you're getting. I've been saying this for years on the show. I'm pro vitamin, but I'm not pro bottled vitamins per se, because you don't know what you're getting. And the FDA, everybody goes, why is it the FDA watching? Why is it the FDA scrutinizing? Well, because vitamins are considered food. When it's considered food, it doesn't have the same scrutiny as a pharmaceutical does. So you could have a product that has a Chinese ingredient, just like we saw with our generic blood pressure medications, and expect others to also be included in that lot later, or those recalls. Because with vitamins are considered food, it doesn't have the same FDA scrutiny.
Okay. One other thing I wanted to say, too, about this corona problem we have. Here in this county, we have to wear a mask. And if you don't have a mask on when you go in the store, you'll get a ticket or thrown out of the store or whatever. And I wanted to say that these are two different people that I've known that are in assisted living programs. I'm 64 years old. And they're like in their 80s and so forth, and they're in assisted living programs because they have the money to do that. And what happens is they give them their food and all this stuff. And when this lockdown came down, their families weren't able to go in to see them. The only way you could talk to them was over the phone. But in these two instances, and I could give you their names to prove what I'm saying.
Oh, no, it's okay. You don't have to. Yeah.
That now both these couples are dead. One died one day, and the other one died the other day. And it's the same thing with the other. And I said, this sounds so hard to believe that you have people in an assisted living facility, and what happens is you tell me one dies and then the other dies the next day, and I don't know if they contributed to the coronavirus or what it is, but it's just, to me, it's the
now,
same
Greg,
thing.
Now, Greg, quickly, let me ask you, didn't the governor just loosen masks in Florida? Are you guys able to now not need masks for restaurants? Or are there still restrictions?
They're saying that. It all depends with the county that is.
Houses and restaurants. Okay.
Yeah, it's one thing to say something and then another thing to enforce it. And so what happens is we everybody here is in fear. I mean, we live in Florida where there's a bunch of old people. These people are afraid to come out of their houses. They won't open their doors. You can knock on someone's door, and they're afraid to open it.
Yeah.
I mean, because
yeah.
they don't know, but they're afraid. They've got this invisible, now this plague going through the land, like in Egypt, when Israel was in Egypt,
right.
This plague went through and wiped everybody out. So, I mean, you can't see it, so everybody's afraid to even open their door.
Yeah.
Let alone come out of their houses. And it's like a giant lockdown here, and it's just a real sad. And we have our county commissioners 100% for it. They just love it because now they're not, there's no accountability for them. They have these mm-hmm. meetings and nobody goes to them, and it's like mm-hmm. everything now is just like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just see our politicians as criminal. I mean these people mm-hmm. have sold us out as a nation, and the people need to take back their government, their local government, start right where they live, and they need to get involved in what's going on, begin with their county commissioners, stole all the money. We have so much money in this county. If you look at Clearwater Beach and there,
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
massive. And so,
of course.
So I thank you for your program.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate you calling in because I got to tell you, you also bring up another good point. When we hear that there's certain, shall we say, measures in place, whether it's masks or whether it's lockdowns or whatever, you know, we're going to be told, like in my neck of the woods, I live in Nevada, we're going to be told from the governor that we're going to be able to enhance numbers of, let's say, people coming hopefully to church and people at games and things like that. So we're supposed to be getting an announcement soon from Governor Sisolak. But, you know, you have some people that are scared. You have other people that are going to overindulge. And then if you have certain counties or certain other, you know, entities in place, that's going to also come to play. From an economic standpoint, I told you guys how I feel. I think we should have approached this way differently. I don't think we had to completely level an economy when we didn't have exact numbers of this virus. The virus is scary, but again, I don't know if I'm more scared of COVID than I am of flu. You know, and we're going to be talking about this in the next segment where, you know, people, they're so afraid of COVID, but they're not going to get the flu shot. They're anti-flu vaccine, a lot of people. They're not, you know, and it to me, it didn't make sense. When I saw everybody start to kind of lock down and hide out and all that, I'm like, but then why didn't you guys do that for flu and pneumonia season? I mean, people die all the time in the winter but for COVID, and I get it, COVID was an unknown, and, you know, we were told that COVID would consume the lungs and gum them up and cause blood clots, which it did, but, you know, the numbers are still kind of in controversy. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But to just kind of close up going on with China and our vitamins, yes, certain. I talked to you about ginkgo biloba, where many of our ginkgo biloba ingredients come from Germany, and there was a discussion where the nice, beautiful leaf and nice green, you know, stalk goes to the German-produced medication that stays in Germany, and America gets pieces of the bulb and the roots. So, I do think there has to be a little bit more regulation of what we're getting. The problem is that the prices go up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks and shout out to our new affiliate, KOHI, 1600 AM, with the Oregon and Washington listeners. So glad to have you guys. Thank you, current listeners from my other affiliates. Be nice to the new listeners. Be nice. Okay, I know you guys are like, look, we've been here for a long time. We have new listeners. We really want to treat them nice, okay? So everybody play nice, okay? I love you guys. You guys are awesome. All right, so the flu shot. There was a big Mott poll. Let me see where this is coming from. It's a national poll on children's health. It's a huge one. They don't tell us how many parents were surveyed, but a third of them said, nah, I'm not getting my kid the flu shot. A third. A third of parents not going to give their kids the flu shot this year. Now, I find it so hypocritical how we approach this whole vaccine thing. You know, it's we're mandating, you know, the measles and the mumps and the rubella shot. And, you know, we're mandating polio and tetanus and Haemophilus influenza and hepatitis. And, you know, and I get why, you know, polio scared the hell out of, you know, everybody. And then we had that polio-like illness a year or two ago. And, you know, oh, gosh, is there a vaccine for it? Is there a vaccine for it? So when people get scared, they want a vaccine. But once nobody hears about polio, or they don't really see a lot of children hepatitis cases, or they don't really see a lot of children's tetanus, they go, ah, why am I getting a tetanus shot? Why am I getting... So with flu, apparently the parents that were polled had different attitudes. You know, 92% of parents whose doctor said, you need to get your child the flu shot, did, or are going to. But many doctors apparently didn't recommend it. They don't think they did. Or the doctor said, well, I want you to consider doing this. Or maybe if the shot wasn't at the doctor's office, the parent's like, well, I'm not going to walk into a random pharmacy and get it done, even though you can. That's where I take my kids. We go to the pharmacy to get it done. So it kind of depends on, I think, ease. What's another word for it? Accessibility. Convenience, I think there's an issue with that. But also, a group of parents, I think a percentage, was it 32? Let me see, hold on a second, I want to find out what the percentage. 42% of parents said they were worried about the side effects to the flu vaccine. And then other parents believed the flu vaccine wasn't really necessary, 40%. And 32% thought it wasn't going to be effective. Now, these are of parents polled. Now, remember I spoke to you guys about how with our vaccine program and our robust vaccine program, now that parents aren't taking their kids to school, many of them are staying in school for virtual learning, or now that many parents don't want to go to a doctor's office, we're not seeing children get vaccinated. So all these vaccination regimens, when I was, you know, as I'm seeing patients with telemedicine, these parents are like, no, my child's not up to date because of COVID. We had one child having a severe reaction to a medication, and the parent, and I said, did you contact the physician? Did you go to an urgent care? Did you go to an ER? Oh, no, we also had a, and then we had another child who was having a severe asthmatic attack. They said no because of COVID. Now, is it that they're really, really afraid of COVID and they want to just treat their child at home, or is it an excuse? I can't tell you how many times I've used COVID. Dahlia, why haven't you come over? Why haven't we hung out, COVID? COVID. So it's a convenient excuse, but if you're a parent and you're, you know, pro vaccines and you want to protect your kids, you can't be picking and choosing the vaccine. Now, the media is involved. Every year we talk about how the flu shot was not very effective or it was okay. Flu shot effectiveness ranges anywhere from 50 to 60%, 60% in a good year. So when you hear that a flu shot is 50% effective, people don't realize that that's still fairly good. They think it only works half the time. Why am I wasting my money and why am I injecting something into my child? So we physicians have a challenging role trying to convince the average parent to let us inject something into their healthy child to prevent a possible illness. And it's even more challenging now because people think if they go in to get that done, they're going to be exposed to illness. We've made so many people paranoid, just like we talked to, you know, with Greg in Florida a few minutes ago. People don't want to open the door. They don't want to go outside. And the funny thing is I've noticed I've had the same behavior. We needed to buy something, some cleaning products, and I didn't want to go to the store. I'm like, let me just order it online. Now, I'm a physician. I've been around people. I've been around way worse than COVID. But you start to get into that habit of, why do I have to walk into a store? This habit that we've become accustomed to now, going into 6 months, can be deadly in and of itself. We're not going to the providers to get our blood tests. We're not getting our blood pressure check. We're not getting our cholesterol check. We're not getting our colonoscopies. We're not getting our pap smears. That could be deadly. Not to mention, deadly to the economy. If you're not going to walk into a retail store and you're just going to go to Amazon, well, Amazon stock, I think Amazon stock is about $4,000 a share right now. Amazon stock will go up, but what's happening to everybody else? So when I see that parents are like, nah, I think I'm going to pass on the flu shot, we're starting to see a much different approach to vaccines. We're also seeing that there's not, you notice we haven't really had much discussion on children going back to school without their MMR. We're starting to see more of an anti-vaccine landscape or an anti-vaccine sentiment. Now, what's also spurring that is the COVID vaccine production is under scrutiny and is very public. Everybody's watching how the COVID vaccine is being made. And it's unsexy. You know, I don't know if you guys ever, like, saw the behind the scenes. Once you see the behind the scenes in a kitchen of how your food is made, or if you've ever waited tables, all of a sudden eating out isn't as sexy and as exciting anymore because, well, I know that it's frozen, and then they defrost it, and then they dump it in grease. So you're thinking that your meal was handmade with the chef going, voila, and all that other stuff. No. No. When you work in a restaurant, you kind of see a lot of it's frozen, how a lot of it was made, people sweating next to it. So all of a sudden, eating out isn't that exciting. Well, same thing that's kind of happening with this whole COVID vaccine production. As we're watching what goes on with the COVID vaccine, well, we're doing trials with monkeys, and we're doing trials with mice, and then we're doing trials with people, and some people are getting this side effect, some people aren't. So that you start to kind of look at it going, do I really want this in me? What, you know, once you kind of scrutinize and you see how the process is going, you start to realize, wait a second, there's this race, warp speed, there's this race at warp speed to be the first person to come up with this vaccine. We have an election at play. We have everybody wanting to take credit for the vaccine when it does come out. We aren't going to have enough for people in countries that need it as well that have outbreaks, because if they aren't making the vaccine and the big countries are the ones buying it, and you start to look at it going, this isn't as, you know, it isn't as, I hate to use the word sexy again, as it sounded. And for me, I've already said, if we do have a vaccine for COVID, I will trust it if it went through all the proper channels. I'm just not going to be in the first few rounds because I want somebody else to get my shot. All right? Once I feel like everybody else who needs to get a shot gets it, I will. But when you start having parents go, look, my kid, flu kills more kids than COVID. Flu has been responsible, unfortunately, for hundreds of deaths a year for children. And they're like, nah, I think I'm going to pass because of side effects or because I don't think it works. How are parents' attitudes going to be towards all the vaccines that the kids have to get at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year, 4 years, their pertussis booster, their tetanus booster? So I think what's happening with COVID is really changing a lot of attitudes, and I think we're going to have a tougher time in medicine convincing people to vaccinate when we're having all this BS going on. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.